We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Around yesterday, the celebration underway in the Premier League, Everton stays in the upper division, and they had a party. They were guaranteed they were going to be in the upper division of the Premier League. Barely. Like, you're hanging on. You're barely, but you're in the show. You're not relegated to the second division. Have to fight your way back in. So they had like this massive scene on the field. The smoke cannons are going. There's just people everywhere. There's security people standing around the goals if they're, you know, goalposts in football. Same look. It's basically like if your team rushes the field. That was the look yesterday with Everton. So they're safely in the top division. I wish baseball would do this. I know we'd have a problem here in Kansas City, but I don't mind it. I think relegation creates so much stress and pressure, and I love it. And if your team doesn't get in, it does suck, okay? If your team is playing in the second, the lower level. But you know what? It forces teams to win or else. Baseball, you want to curb tanking in a heartbeat? Okay. You tank, you suck, you're going to be in the second division of baseball next year.
Where would they put them, though? There is no second division.
Better play better.
You want
an even worse television package? Better play better. You want the full, I mean, I guess you could do like MLB, like profit shares or something like that. Like, you want the full level one money? Play better. Force teams to play better. I like the system, and I like the pressure that it has. I don't know, maybe you break it off and you have half and half. Maybe you have the bottom third of the current Major League Baseball. You can't say, okay, you're out and the Nashville Sounds are in or whatever. Find me a AAA team that's in your place. But maybe you punish teams like, hey, there's a bottom eight. You're playing a league amongst yourselves. You're like the Korean baseball league. All of a sudden, you're playing eight teams all the time. Battle your way back in. Put some pressure on these teams. There's no pressure on teams to succeed. You're rewarded in the draft. You're still getting all the money. You could still sell your team for a record amount of dollars. Not enough pressure on teams to win. I like the relegation aspect because, yeah, it's humiliating to go down to the second division. But guess what? Play better. Earn your way back in. There's something to be said for that for me, and I would love to see it in baseball. Force teams to be better.
Well, here's the thing. I love the concept of it. Love the idea of it. I'm just thinking the logistics of it. What if the Angels – like would finish as one of the worst teams to get relegated. Then you're relegating Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout. You're eliminating some of the stars of the game to a second division. That's not what you'd want to do.
Well, they can be traded then. That's fine. That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
Unless you said they get instant free agency if that happens.
Rosters do get taken advantage of if you move down,
or
if the player is good enough.
Instant free agency if your team gets relegated. Something like that.
No, play better. You're part of the reason your team sucks.
Yeah, but some of these guys aren't part of the reason. Like last year, the Angels sucked. If Shohei Ohtani had a great season.
If the Angels suck and Ohtani is a part of the team, he's part of the team. Sorry, pal. Like, play better. Win more games. Stop excuse making, baseball. That's all you do is make excuses. That's all we ever hear are excuses as to why you don't win and why you don't do this. Win games, man. I would love it. I've been in favor of this for a long time. Saw it again yesterday. Like the joy that Everton had by staying in, the misery that other teams, was it Leeds United was the one our boy Speck was sweating and is all upset because his team's getting relegated. Play better. Get yourself in. Play better. It wasn't just Jimbo Fisher that spoke out yesterday in reaction to Nick Saban, but Deion Sanders was for paying $1 million for a top recruit to come to their school, and Sanders vowed to respond via social media. Okay, he did so. He spoke to Anscape.com, did an interview with them. He did note, Coach Saban wasn't talking to me. Coach Saban wasn't talking to Jimbo Fisher. He was talking to his boosters. He was talking to his alumni. He was talking to his givers. He was trying to get money. That's what he was doing. He was just using us to get where he was trying to get to. Sanders goes on to say about cheating. I'm using air quotes. I know this stuff. I'm not the one you want to play when it comes to all this stuff. Once upon a time, the bag was just a bag. Now there's equality among the big boys. We don't have those types of bags. We don't have the boosters and donors and givers. Leave me out of that mess y'all got going on. You could say he probably knows a thing or two about what went down at Florida State when he was there.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he's pretty well versed in what happens. And then he said, Saban said Thursday he tried to contact both Fisher and Sanders. Sanders told this Anscape.com that he won't be taking Saban's call. Quote, we need to talk publicly, not privately. What you said was public. That doesn't require a conversation. Let's talk publicly and let everyone hear the conversation. Hells yes. You can't do that publicly and call privately. No, no, no. I still love him. I admire him. I respect him. He's the magna cum laude of college football, and that's what it's going to be because he's earned that. But he took a left when he should have stayed right. I'm sure he'll get back on course. I ain't tripping. End quote.
That's Aflac coming to the guys.
Yeah, that's right. I still want to get that Aflac money. Make sure
we're
still
got
good.
Commercials to do together.
Yeah, let's talk publicly amongst each other. I mean, Jimbo Fisher did.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
Mm. Deion talks, though, about the division haves and have-nots. He's like, we don't, like Jack State, we don't play in that pool. These guys have all this stuff. Another big reason top college football should just separate. I mean, you're playing in a vastly different pool and probably more so than you ever have when it comes to this.
And get there's the commissioner a greater, would straighten stuff out.
There's a greater
Someone
separation.
Strong authority.
Yeah, there's a greater separation of the Jackson States and the Alabamas than there's ever been before. Just break the top big boys off, establish some type of rules that you can all agree to abide by, and you guys play in your pile of money and have the other divisions play in their pile of money. I know they all want to probably be in the same. It just doesn't make sense.
Just take the power conferences, put them away, get a commissioner to kind of look over things. It's like this. Toledo out of a MAC. They have a great season clinging. They go undefeated. You know what they do? They get rewarded for at the end of the year. A trip to the Motor City Bowl. That's what they get. So Cincinnati, people would say, well, what about Cincinnati? They wouldn't have gotten the playoffs. Well, they're joining a Power 5 conference. So they would find their way into the playoffs. But they've talked about it for years. They've done studies. They've done surveys. They're going to do it. Of course, then you have Gene Smith, the AD at Ohio State, that's worried about the synchronized swimming team. But this is where college football is going. But get a commissioner, because that's what they've only sorely been missing. A Goodell type to oversee everything that's going on.
To actually have rules that they can all abide by.
And actually have rules, setups, and actually follow through with the rules. No public reprimands.
You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Yeah, Jimbo. All day today, who you want to slap? 913-576-7610 on the text line. The next NFL broadcaster to get paid, maybe right under our nose. Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. 610 Sports Radio, your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Couple things going on the text line today. Who would you slap? Jimbo says Nick Saban maybe should have been slapped. Also, it is National Pizza Party Day today, so give us your favorite pizzas. I love this one. In one text. This is how you do it. I would slap Angel Hernandez and the spicy Thai chicken pizza from Martin City Pizza. I love it. It's all in one. That was your one. Use your one text and got them both in. That's fantastic.
One hitter quitter.
Can I slap my younger self? That kid was an idiot. That comes from the 785.
Go ahead, hit yourself right quick.
And then someone does text in, thought about you guys yesterday. I set an appointment at KU Med for an earache. The doctor's name is Dr. Waxman. I don't believe you. Don't believe that's true. Making up names again. 913-576-7610.
My heart doctor was named Dr. Hart.
No, I don't believe that
kidding
either.
You.
No.
I'm not kidding you. No. I'm not kidding you. The cardiologist was Dr. Hart.
H-A-R-T or H-E-A-R-T?
It was spelled different, but it sounded the same. Yeah. It was Dr. Hart.
Yeah. He was destined for that job.
It's a good thing I didn't have a foot problem.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You don't want to go to
I didn't want Dr. Hart on my foot.
Yeah, it's true. Or Dr. Foot on your heart.
Oh, right. either one of them would be bad.
It wouldn't be good either. I'll believe Binkley, but I'm not believing the rest of you.
No.
Making up names out here.
Nope.
Your dad was not an obstetrician who delivered babies, Arangelo and Lamangelo. Never happened.
Didn't happen.
It's never happened. I don't believe you. You don't know anybody named Arangelo and Lamangelo.
Your wife's Orangelo, gynecologist. Limangelo. was not named Richard Holder.
No, none.
I mean, in radio, people have fake names all the time. So even asking, "Is this your real name? Yeah. Are you just going with Dr. Hart?"
The only other one I can verify is true is the car dealership. You can look it up. Waterloo, Iowa. Dick Witham Ford. That is real.
Dick Witham Ford.
Correct. What a great name for a car dealer.
It really is. Oh, speaking of great names, guys.
It's 100% true.
Did you see Oklahoma's new quarterback?
Yes, General Booty. Yeah,
His name is actually General Booty.
That's what set up everybody giving us fake names last week.
General Booty. Is there a better name for a college quarterback than General Booty?
It's fantastic.
We went down a
I hope he's not going to be the starter this year because they're going to have Dylan Gabriel from UCF. But
well, that's a terrible name. Why would you start General Booty?
General Booty needs to start for Oklahoma.
It's booty time across the U.S.
Just call me General Booty, man.
I am General Booty.
Booty time.
And when he gets married, he's like, you want to be Mrs. Booty?
Hey.
Mr. and Mrs.
And then they have little General Booties.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Booty. The booty
party. A lot of booty.
I still want to slap John Elway. That's fair. So you wouldn't believe me if I said I know a guy. No, I wouldn't. You don't know Mike Hawk. I don't know. You don't.
You don't know Richard Head from Kansas.
Arangelo Lamacho are real people. I know this for a fact. No, you don't. Nope. Slap Brian Gutekunst. Oh.
Why?
I don't know. Or is, why am I forgetting? Kudich is what Billy called him.
Yes.
Brian Kudich.
Kudich.
How about Jose Bautista? Just finish off with Rugden started.
Yes, he did.
Slap by Bautista.
Yes, Bautista. He had a great slapping face, though, because he had that nice beard. I mean, he had like super padding there. Probably didn't even feel it.
I'll give him credit, and I think it might be one of the most overrated punches in baseball history, because people look at it like, but Jose Bautista didn't fall. And after the game, he was fine.
Yeah.
There was no scratches, nothing.
Yeah. If they finished the fight,
Bautista probably smashes him. But he did not go down. He wasn't expecting the punch. It was a sucker punch, but he didn't fall to the ground. It's kind of like Chris Rock just taking that Will Smith slap and just, carrying on.
But he had that, he's got a good quality, thick beard. No more shouted out. Some slapping needs to be happening. That in front of the text line as well at 913-576.
You know what, though? You guys need to leave Sphincter alone. You know why? Because his team's going to be relegated.
He's already all bent because his team's being relegated.
We can't watch him.
In a good mood.
I even asked him, I said, you going to be able to watch him? He goes, no. I was like, what are you going to do for another team? He's got to find another team. Because they spent 18 years. His team leads, I guess. They spent 18 years trying to get back up to where they are.
So the chances are they won't get there ever again?
Yeah, it'd be like if you relegated your team in baseball, Clint, can you imagine waiting 18 years till it got back up there?
Play better. Like, it's okay to expect your team to play better, isn't it?
But you're gonna be at a minor league park with your team and they're gonna be playing like the Savannah Bananas or whatever. I mean, it's gonna
play better, man.
Saying, man.
Put a little pressure on them. Play better. We were discussing this off the air yesterday, Bank, and I thought you brought up a great point.
Thank you.
Wow. That's very Bob-like. That was good.
That guy's in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Bob-like, Bing. Nice job.
It's pretty well done. Thank you.
Because we've been discussing, Tom Brady gets $37.5 million a year to broadcast games. Aikman moved over to ESPN, got a big check. Romo gets a big check. Like, who's the next? And the next great broadcaster, or at least in terms of maybe getting paid and maybe has an opportunity, might be right under our noses. You think it could be
Travis Kelce. Come on down.
And I don't think that's an out of control idea. Look, what's Kelce got? A couple years remaining, probably three at best.
Or two, because he's 32.
He's awesome. It's going to wane at some point in time. And fact is, I don't know if he gets number one money, But he'd be making more money. He making more money. 14
a year now, which is still $5 million less than what receivers are getting, which is ridiculous because he is a receiver, basically, playing the tight end position. But ESPN had him on their pregame show at the Super Bowl. Then at the ESPYs, he was, what, on their red carpet doing stuff.
I told you he was on the golf show yesterday.
The golf show. He's everywhere. He was on the Manning cast even at some point.
Yep.
Like, Travis Kelce's everywhere. He's got that personality, likable personality. Not only that, he has a credible football career as well. Like, they've had a bunch of clowns on the NFL Network now, like Michael Robinson and these guys that never amounted to anything in the NFL. Travis Kelce is. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And he's got a Super Bowl ring. Like, not only is
and
he
a personality.
A, not only is he a great personality, a fun personality, but he's got a Super Bowl ring. And you could make an argument he's the greatest of all time. And he's fun. And funny. So that just screams. Not only that, he can make more money without putting his body through the get up at 5 a.m., the workouts, be down there with Camp Pat down in Texas, catching footballs at 7 o'clock in the morning.
If he gets in the number one tier, he will make more money than he made playing.
He will. And he could just show up and do studio shows and have the whole offseason off. Wouldn't have to put his body through anything, make more money. Yeah, that's definitely in his future. I think that stuff makes you retire earlier than anything else.
Because you see that money that's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's got more of a tight end pedigree? Travis Kelce or Greg Olsen?
Travis Kelce.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, Greg Olsen's already sitting there keeping that seat warm, but still he made it to the number one booth. But that's Kelce. It's like, move over, Olsen, you know? Olsen only had 1,000 yards in a row three times. Kelce's already done six, so it's kind of like, move on over.
He's very accomplished. He's funny. People like him.
Yeah, he can get anybody on that he wants more than Olsen can.
Now, at some point, you do have to have, like, be able to convey X's and O's and what type of thing. We haven't seen as much of that from Travis Kelce, but I don't think he doesn't know that stuff. It's just when he's on, he's more of a comedic guest. You know what I mean? Like, there's not hardcore football. He'd have to have a little hardcore football, but he's got the other stuff that a lot of people don't have, which is the charisma, the personality, whatever. Yeah, I think you're onto something. Like, and he'd get paid, and he might get paid more than he gets paid for being a tight end. So maybe sooner rather than later. But a couple
years.
Which means
they need to start focusing on that position in the draft.
A couple years, maybe he's ready to be a top analyst in the NFL. We'll see. A new football league thinks it's for the long term. We'll see. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 to hear from Royals skipper Mike Matheny on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Such a happy-go-lucky song. You know what I mean?
About looking for...
Did we not listen to the lyrics back then?
Not at all.
Not at all, right? It was like, it's Huey Lewis and the News. They're just having fun.
Right. You hear that new Huey Lewis and the News is banging. He's talking about wanting a new drug.
I want a new drug.
Wonder if he's still looking for that drug.
I don't know. We were so innocent back then. Good grief. Welcome back in on a Friday along with Jay Binkley. I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, B-Dub, our producer slash musical director.
Good morning.
How dare you say Kelce has 2 years left? He's sitting in his prime and Gronk is still playing.
Gronk's free agent.
Well, at the moment, but he's probably still playing. I mean, I'm not saying you
but
ever
he did retire a year or two.
Yeah, I'm not saying you ever hang it up, but Gronk's also done media too. So
he's going to be a guy that gets big bucks for media work.
I'm also saying you're missing the biggest factor. He's handsome as hell. He gets that female demographic viewership up where the average football player slash commentator can't.
Yeah, I never considered that fact.
Yeah, it's true.
When I was thinking of why you'd make a great broadcast.
A few things going on the text line today. Who you slap? That's in honor of Jimbo Fisher, saying he wants Nick Saban slapped.
You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Mm, the old man used to. Another simpler time. You're just out there looking for a new drug, and your old man slapped you in the side of the head. Oh! So who you want to slap at 913-576-7610? It's also National Pizza Party Day. And while
makes me want to have a pizza party. You know what? It really does.
Where would you have it?
I don't know. I was thinking about somewhere. Take some of this great Fulton beer that was dropped off to me last night. And
having a pizza party somewhere? Sounds good.
Yeah, pizza party. Maybe by the lake with a fishing pole in my hand.
Maybe in a parking lot that used to be a Pizza Hut that's now a title loan place.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Just go tailgate something like that. Anywhere around the city.
Pretty optimistic thing going on in one sports league. We've discussed the future. What is the future in sports is always a question. Like, what do you consider long-term in sports? Is it like 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? That window is like pretty small in sports life, right? Like we looked into the future. It could be like 4 years away. The XFL is pretty optimistic that I would suggest they live week to week. I mean, look at the USFL. We haven't heard a damn thing on that one since like week two.
Well, when the AAF came out and then the XFL was right after it, they both folded.
Correct.
They didn't make the season through the season, but the pandemic did hurt them.
Yes.
But here's the thing. I think the XFL needs to take a look at what's going on in college football and totally understand that's minor league football.
Yes.
They're not paying for insurance. They're not paying for anything else. That is minor league football. In the NFL is college football at Power 5 level.
So they're pretty optimistic. This comes from Front Office Sports. The XFL has announced a multi-year agreement with Disney and ESPN who will carry the league's broadcast rights. 43 games will air across each year. ABC, ESPN, and also FX is on this as well. But they've agreed to carry the league's broadcast rights from 2023 to 2027.
He won't make it 2027.
That's pretty optimistic.
That was my biggest question, right?
What stays longer, Kelce or the XFL?
That's a good bet right there.
Yeah. They're working into I hope it's a year there's a yearly out or weekly out. They're talking multiple years. 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27.
You know what, though? I will give USFL and XFL credit. They get the TV partners. I mean, they don't just store this away. I mean, they get more run than the Royals do on the television contract, USFL and XFL, with like 10 fans in the stands. I'll give them credit. They've got all the powers to be.
They partnered correctly. They didn't just try to put on a game, hope fans come, and then, oh, let's worry about television. No, they started with television.
Yeah, and it was huge with The Rock parlaying all his good rapport that he's built up with Disney over the years with all the films that he's made and being able to parlay that into, hey, guess what? I got this new project that I bought from Vince McMahon. Let's see if we can make it actually work, and let's put it on your platform. So, yeah, that was a huge win. But when I saw the years, I was like, I'm hoping they can get past year one.
Yeah.
Is anybody checking in on the USFL anymore? Jay, you checking in?
You know what? I'll be totally honest with you. Here's my thing. Here's the thing with the USFL. There's literally nobody there unless the Birmingham Stallions are playing because that's their team. They're in Birmingham. Every team plays in Birmingham. That's a problem to me. Because now you're asking that city, which isn't a huge city, to support all these teams. Now, the XFL will be playing in the hometown city.
Correct.
For example, let's use the Pittsburgh Maulers in the USFL. Nobody from Pittsburgh is getting on a plane and flying to Birmingham to watch their team.
Absolutely.
If they were
not
playing these games in Pittsburgh, they probably have some people show up because it's their team.
Which is the expectation for year two.
Yeah. They go, yeah,
they're supposed to do that in year two.
If they make it.
Yeah, if they make it. But look at their week one. Got some buzz. Maybe in the little week two.
Well, the glowing balls since. Was the allure.
Yeah, true.
And I still haven't seen glowing balls.
True. We were in on glowing balls. Yes, that's right.
I have yet to see the glowing balls.
We have not seen that. The details of the deal, yeah, we don't know if The Rock also has to do a bunch of movies.
More movies, yeah.
I'm guessing there's probably a tie-in there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do this. You also owe us 5 movies.
Yes.
There's probably some of that as well tied in. So Front Office Sports, who I said posted the story about this, also posted a poll. Will you watch XFL games on ABC, ESPN, or FX? Yes, looking forward to it. We'll see, and not a chance. I honestly thought not a chance of me winning. They're, in fact, in third place.
Wow. Who's winning? We'll see?
Yep, looking forward to it.
Huh.
Was actually leading their poll.
I think I'll give the XFL a little bit more of my time than the USFL. I just never really bought into the USFL, partly with what Jay said, everything's being played in
empty stadium,
in Birmingham, yeah. And they're piping in crowd noise, and the only people that are in the building is Kurt Menefee and whoever they're teaming him up with that week. And yeah,
I'm more of an XFL guy, too. I mean, I am. Yeah. Even since when it first came out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
I'm more of a fan of this. Remember when they used to fight for the coin toss?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Set the football out, and the guys have got to fight for it.
Now, I know that there's an agreement as well between the NFL and the XFL. It's really loose, and it's not.
It's like with the alumni or something.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. But all you have to do, from the perception is everything department, yeah, is announce a partnership of some form with the NFL, and you're like, oh, well, they're affiliated with the NFL. That won't hurt them either.
Here's the only way these leagues are going to work is if you can take players from your team, maybe 3 or 4 of them, and separate them, which NFL teams with what team, like Shane Buechele. Like you take a Shane Buechele,
and you put him in the league. And then you're talking about the old world league.
Yeah, they used basically to do that. I always thought the CFL and the NFL should partner because it's an established league, and it's not going anywhere. But they got to get rid of vertical motions and things like that, and the 20-yard end zones. That stuff's silly. But get rid of that. And like Shane Buechele, like you'd send him somewhere, and you'd see him develop. Or Justin Ross. We'll say Justin Ross with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They relegate him or designate him to a XFL team and he plays. Because people, I think, would have more interest.
I would definitely have more interest.
Because everybody likes the NFL and they like their future stars or anything. But to sit there and watch some of your young talent play for XFL team or whatever, that would help work. If they had that partnership, which the NFL wouldn't own it or anything, and they'd say, okay, we'll supply you some talent and that'll be our way to give back. Because that would help the ratings. That would help everything else. If you could take 4 or 5 guys, and like Derek Gore, like he's playing for a team, this year, just to see what he's got, and so you're able to watch your guy play for another team.
Do you remember the old
World League?
World League
of American Football.
And that's exactly why I tuned in. Oh yeah, there's and I'm missing the team and the name, but it was like, oh, there's Steve Stenstrom. He's on the Chiefs. He's playing for the Barcelona Dragons. That was fun.
Sticker of your team on the back of the helmet.
And so you had certain amount of players that were there, and you could. It was basically an extra way to get guys some reps and some snaps, and hopefully they developed and came back and helped your team. And there was a definite tie-in, which I think did work.
I'm surprised that doesn't come back with this big surge the NFL is trying to do by putting games in Europe. With the game in Munich and all the games in London and all that. I'm surprised they're not bringing the WFL back, World Football League, because they're trying to develop the sport of football.
It would make sense.
But it makes sense to bring it back now because they're bringing all these games over internationally. They might be ready for it now. They might be ready for it now.
I mean, the XFL, good luck to them. You still got to get players. Still got to get quarterbacks.
One of these leagues is folding because the USFL, you can't have 2 minor league teams.
No. Well,
they're not going to do it.
And look at the players in the USFL. Name anybody. I mean, you probably can't because you're like a football savant.
Jerian Smith, the quarterback, the Stallions.
Yeah.
But even
all right, so then find me 10 more quarterbacks to fill out, or more than that, I guess, to fill out XFL rosters.
But here's the bottom line. The XFL actually has players in the NFL. When that league came out, when the XFL was running, like Parham, the tight end for the Chargers that scored several times on the Chiefs, XFL. Like, some of these XFL guys actually made NFL rosters.
Very few, though.
Remember Jordan Ta'amu?
Right, he's in the USFL. Squad. Yeah, he's in the USFL now.
He was on the Chiefs practice squad, and he played in the XFL.
So I think awful ambitious to be thinking you got a five. good for you. Good for you. I doubt you got your 5 years worth of money right now, and there's probably a whole bunch of outs, and they could always put you on the plus, I guess, on ESPN if you weren't performing for them anyway.
I see that going directly to the plus.
But five years of a contract? Yikes. Kansas City, you did it again. But maybe we found our next great defensive end. We'll get to that next.
The home for Legend Bob.
Legend Bob, he's an expert on rubbing balls.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. Your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
Little Peter Cetera on a Friday.
It's not good pizza party music, man.
This is when they slowed it down. Your pizza place didn't have a dance floor in the corner, bank, or anything?
No, we didn't have the pizza party.
Cleared out the video games, put a dance floor in. It is National Pizza Party Day today. Your favorite pizza at 913-576-7610. It happened again. I don't know how many times I've watched this video. It's just terrific. You can catch it at our sibling station at KMBZ Radio. I think it's their most recent post, but it's got the link to the KC police video, in which, yep, happened again. Someone hit the Independence Avenue Bridge, and it was a garbage truck. Which is even more bizarre, because I could forgive like a delivery semi that
18-wheeler
was
coming out of town.
In, yeah, bringing in something from some warehouse somewhere else, and rather, garbage truck screams local to me.
Yes.
So that they should know better, but drives right at the bridge, and then wait for it, boom, and then rocks to the left sideways. Stuff goes flying. We've just tied up traffic yet again. But the Independence Bridge continues to be undefeated.
You know, it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. Would there be some point where they just go ahead and raise it? I mean,
no.
No, seriously. I mean, let's be honest. They're repairing bridges all over the city. Because no matter where I'm going, I take detours or whatever.
Right. They're always working on a bridge. Yeah.
Like, this would be one. Just go ahead and raise it. No. When you have that many accidents, well, in any intersection, you have a bunch of accidents, they put up stoplights. Or they add extra lanes. They find a way to fix it. Like, this bridge actually needs, just like on the water, the drawbridges, you name it, to get the ships through it. The Independence, it's fun when people keep wrecking their cars through it. But at some point, just raise the damn thing, man. Because the way it's stalling traffic. It's a pain in the butt for drivers trying to get by because dumbasses keep trying to get under it. Just raise the thing. Raise it, B-Dub. It doesn't take much difficulty to raise that thing about 3 feet.
Leave my bridge alone. There are lights. There are signs. There are a lot of stuff there to tell these dumbass drivers, guess what? This bridge is only 12 feet. You're not going to make it.
Do you think that bridge is still safe, though?
Absolutely. You've seen how many trucks it's ate? That bridge ain't moving.
But these bridges and the infrastructure, because they're fixing all these bridges. You know how many times the thing's been hit, though?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine it's going to be jarred, though. I mean, there's probably cracks and all over that thing.
You can see the scrape marks from all the semis that it's ate, but you know, structurally, it is sound.
Just raise the damn thing.
We used to run down the street because literally less than two blocks away, that's where I grew up, and we lived there, you know, for about 32 years. And as soon as we'd hear it, we'd be like, ate another one. We'd run down just to see what was going on. God, thought I could make it under there. Yeah, I didn't see the 12-feet sign. You know, I just thought I could squeeze through there. Yeah, you're guys.
Railroad owns it, so they get the money to do it. You know how much money the railroads are making right now because truckers.
But they close so many of them.
Truckers because they're doing it on trains because it's cheaper.
They've closed so many of the rail yards here in town.
Well, how about a big sign out front that says if you're over, you know, 12
feet
signs.
High? There's signs.
Yeah, but they're not all visible.
They're visible. You can see them both ways. And it's more than a mile out and then a half mile out. They have the big signs on both sides. Upcoming bridge, you need to go take a left so you can go by, what is the church there? The big church that, doesn't matter. But there's big signs on both sides coming in both directions that, upcoming bridge is only 12 feet. Pay attention. There's flashing lights right by the old Shoney's right there. That's now Taqueria Mexico number one or number two. Phenomenal food, let me tell you. But it's there. You just got the dumbasses that won't pay attention. And, you know, hey.
What about lowering the street?
It's a good idea because it's every other intersection in this city where there's continual problems, they fix it.
What if you just dig it out and.
Well, it's on a hill.
Like Boston, the Great Dig.
Just dig it out underneath there.
I love it just because we have more stuff to talk about.
Somebody says the videos are too great. Don't fix it.
Yeah, don't fix it. Let them continue to be dumbasses. I need whoever designed that bridge to come and redesign my house so I don't have to worry about tornadoes or anything coming to mess with my house at all. I need my defensive end that's coming in for the Chiefs to be that ready to eat at all times and be up for the challenge. Because as of right now, in the years that I have been alive, I have yet to see it get defeated.
You want a defensive end as sturdy and as capable and as percentage-wise, like 100%,
up to
like
the task.
Independence Avenue Bridge.
Absolutely. Up to the task, ready to eat when necessary, and come out with a victory.
Takes their scrapes.
Yeah.
Gets back up there.
Dusted
no
off.
Damage done. You see the battle scars, but they haven't defeated him.
Flawless victory.
So Independence Avenue Bridge for the next Chiefs defensive end.
Loving it. Yes. Yes, Sheffield. Sheffield is the church. Thanks, text line. It was escaping my brain for a hot second.
Do you have a tornado shelter, B-Dum?
No, I do not. Need one.
You know, this is weird because I was late. I can't sleep very well. And I was up late at night watching all those hidden bunkers people have. Like during the Cold War. Like there's people that have bought houses and didn't realize they go out the backyard. And there's like this lift and go down it. It's like bomb shelter from the 50s. And some of these hotels that had these bomb shelters underneath. Like this country's got so many like bomb shelters underground. It's insane. How many were built during the Cold War? I just found that show fascinating. Most late night shows, you're just addicted to. You see it. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, that's pretty cool.
Independence Avenue Bridge would be a good place during it. I mean, you just kind of duck in there next to one of the uprights there.
It'd be a good tornado shelter.
I would think. Nothing getting through that thing.
You know what? Tornado's not making it through it either. But the tornado would stop.
Yeah, it would.
Hitting that thing.
Like 12 feet, we're going around.
Yeah, we know what time it is.
We're going around.
This bridge is not
tornado wouldn't go through
lost.
It either.
Yeah.
There's no reason for us to go through that. You know what that bridge is. You know its name. Undefeated.
How about a drawbridge, like, you know, over the river? It's like when you're driving through, just have the drawbridge go up, stop the traffic, let the drawbridge go up, and let the cars or trucks go underneath it. Drawbridge that bad boy. Then you keep the rail and everything else.
It feels like the signage isn't a problem. I mean, we're past the point where the signage is a problem.
Yeah, signage is not the problem. It's not paying attention.
This is not knowing how tall your vehicle is. Right.
Not paying attention, trying to go through, you know, the shortcut. But instead of going around, like normal people do. And, you know, until then, you know, the bridge is going to continue to eat.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.